Let me tell you what America means to me.
I love talking to you, Tom.
There's a hunger for candid voices.
Absolutely.
The stories of people creating change in Utah. This is Radioactive with Troy Williams.
I was one of the guinea pigs in 1957 at the Nevada test site. They put everybody in trenches.
And on the days that they were going to do the test, we could, from our bedroom window, we would watch the fire, the bright lights come up over the hill.
They administered this secrecy oath, but I didn't take the oath purposely, because I was scared to death. At that point, we still didn't know what we were doing. And then the word trickled down, we were going to witness an explosion.
And then later, we would feel the rumblings. And we didn't know that it was just exciting. We didn't know.
Rob DeBurke, in collaboration with the Utah Humanities Council, is collecting oral histories of Utah's surviving downwinder population. He is sharing his interviews with KRCL.
I recently met with Chuck Huffner and Darlene Larson in southern Utah. Their stories revealed the tragic effect the nuclear testing had on the lives of patriotic Utahns.
I was an 18-year-old kid when I was in that trench. When that flash went off, with the dark goggles, with your hand in the crook of your arm, down in a hole, you could see the bone in your arm. Now that's frightening. I mean, and they told you, don't get excited and jumped up, because you lose your head. When the wind comes over and the dust comes over, and now you're breathing radioactive particles. And some of us ended up with radiation scars on our lungs, see?
Years later, as I've thought about it, I've thought about that dust was all settling on everything we were eating.
But that particular explosion was a 500-foot tower, equivalent to 14 kilotons of dynamite.
Well, 12 years ago, then I was diagnosed with colon cancer. No, 14 years ago. I do remember an older cousin that lived across the street that also has colon cancer about the same time I did. Her first baby was born deformed and died, and they told her that had to do with the testing.
Well, when you've been in a hospital 30-some times over your adult life, I mean, it took away my ability, my wife and I, to have children, sterilization, and a vast number of other things. I've got things that would scare you to death if you listened.
Those of us that are from here, we felt dispensable. If the wind was blowing towards California, they canceled the test. But if the wind was blowing towards Utah in this way, then that's when they set the tests off. It was more important for them to try out these bombs than the people in our area. St. George was much different then. Everybody worked hard and farmed and made a living. And we weren't worth a lot, I guess, as far as being great people or whatever. We thought we were great.
Chuck Huffner and Darlene Larson, Utah Downwinders. Thanks to Rob DeBurke and the Utah Humanities Council for sharing these stories. This is Troy Williams with KRCL's Radioactive.